our help and only expectation is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and never forsakes the works of his own hands. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, which is the faithful witness, the first begotten of death, and the prince of all the kings of the earth. Amen. Let's continue our service by singing Psalter 415, the stanza 9 and 10. Oh, consider my affliction, all my travail, Lord, behold. Grant me full and free remission of my trespasses and told. 9 and 10, 415. Congregation, the reading of the Holy Scriptures can be found in the letter of Paul to the Hebrews, the 11th chapter, starting at verse 23 through the end. Hebrews 11, 23 through the end. But before we listen to the holy law of the Lord.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect.
Let's seek the face of the Lord in prayer. Lord, teach us to pray away from ourselves and our own interests, that in our hearts might be enlightened a worship of thee. For thou hast created us for that one purpose, to glorify thee and live in a blessed communion with thee in the state of innocence. But since we have chosen the devil to worship instead of thee, but thou art not forsaken the works of thy own hands, thou hast sent thy dear and only beloved Son to be the substitute of thy children, to be the one and only righteous one, that in thee all thy people might be set at liberty, having not the righteousness of the works, but the righteousness of faith in thee, thy righteousness, covering them wholly, satisfying thee from everlasting to everlastingly. We pray, Lord, that this gospel, law and gospel, might be preached this morning, use us thereunto, that people who are in bondage might be set free, and those who think they are free and never been in bondage might be born in bondage, that the end of the law might be revealed to them with his dear Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, remember the mourning families, especially the family carpet, who was listening in sometimes, and when they all gathered together, he had to leave. I believe even for a better country, thou knowest. Lord, remember also those who are old of age in our congregation. We remember Mrs. Reineveld when she had her 94th birthday to remember today's day. Lord, the soul is not the brain. Let her soul rejoice in thee. Make room for thyself. Remember the whole congregation, all the widows and widowers, the loneliest, and those who have no room to die. Lord, make them a room, a steady room, a free room, a house not built with hands, but everlastingly in heaven, traveling through the desert of afflictions, dying to self, only gathering by faith. in thee. Lord, we pray for the world around us, which is in jeopardy, hatred against thy word. It's more clear today than yesterday. There might come a time that we will be persecuted again. Lord, prepare us to have a foothold in thee, rest in thee, be with thee and thy dear Son. Make room for him in our souls. We pray, Lord, for our young people and get their hearts, please. Get their hearts. Convict them and cover them with thyself. We pray for those who came back from the Netherlands and thou hast taken care of that friend of ours, and she is again in church, and be with the family. Lord, open the scriptures, please. Open the scriptures, please. Give us liberty in thee, opening in thy word. But use us, O Lord, as a mouthpiece of thee, while preaching thy word, and end it with opening. That's a gift. Otherwise we will be closed, and our mouth will bring forth idle things, man-made religion. Lord, we confess that we are not worthy of any of thy blessings, but oh, I beg thee, have mercy upon us. Extend thy kingdom in number and in knowledge of thee. Forgive us what needs to be forgiven, even if we sometimes ourselves are aware of it. Hidden sins, make them public to our souls to confess before we leave. Redeem with thy only blood that covers thy people. For Jesus' sake, amen. Congregation, this night, the Lord's willing, it's the Lord's Day 15, and like we normally do, in the morning we deal with a portion of the scriptures concerning this truth. And the question 37 is, what dost thou understand by the words he suffered? The church, my dear congregation, is a church under the cross. It's a suffering church. It's a church under the cross. If it's not a church under the cross, it's not a church. Many tribulations need to be experienced and are given to the church before they enter the land of Canaan, the land of liberty, the peace everlastingly. Although in faith they get it in him outside of themselves. And therefore we start with 23, and I'll show you in the context of the scriptures what it means to suffer by faith. Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. I don't like that too much, because the Bible says in Acts 7 he was a proper child unto God. Stephanus said it. Not a proper child in himself, but by grace of God unto God, it's a proper child. But anyways, so we have to explain it. Because he was a proper child, in your literally word it says he was tof, he was good. They saw God's work in his soul already when he was born by faith. Well, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. And I don't know how far I come this morning, but by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Well, congregation, we'll first see what Joseph left behind in Egypt. All the Egyptians were in bondage. They had sold their properties, their animals, even their own bodies to Pharaoh for food. You can read it in Exodus, what happened to them, or before in Genesis. But congregation, in Egypt was a people who were at liberty, the Jews. They lived in the best part of Egypt, Goshen. They had own flocks and own sheep and own cattle. They were free. They were not in bondage. Why? They had eaten from the store of Joseph, the Sophna-Panea, the savior of his people. So the Egyptians were in bondage, but Israel was free. And it's always in the Bible, those who are in bondage always persecute those who are free. Even today. If liberty starts in the Reformation, Luther testified about the liberty which is in Christ Jesus, the stakes were raised. And they were burned, persecuted again. And therefore Paul says the same. He says, those who are in bondage always persecute those who are at liberty, even today, he says. So if God gives a reformation, he sets at liberty. It seems to be a word that's always afflicted when you speak about it. But if there is no liberty, there is no grace. For where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty in Christ, who sets free from judgment and the curse and death. But anyways, in Egypt were Jewish people liberated by Joseph, eaten from the Sophna-Panea, the savior of his people, a type of Christ. They didn't sell their stock. They didn't sell their sheep. They didn't eat it. If you're a child of God, you're set free. He pays the price for your soul, your body, for time and eternity. But there were other people free too. The priests. But the priests of Pharaoh were not living from Joseph, they were living from Pharaoh. Now Pharaoh, if you look it up carefully, you'll know that the Egyptians believed that Pharaoh was a son of God and a son of man. He was a mediator. He was a priest. A devilish priesthood. And the priests of the Pharaoh who served the Pharaoh as an idol were always and also free. But they were not free by Christ, by Joseph, but set free to serve the devil by the stores of Pharaoh. They seemed to be free, but in their liberty, the so-called liberty, they served the devil. Always. But Christ sets free. The devil makes him free to serve the devil. Misuse liberty. Not divine. Not godly. there starts the persecution. Because the church should be brought in bondage again. And there it started. Galatians, Rome, Neonomians, Galatians speaks about it. The devil doesn't like God's people to be free. He wants to bring them bewitched again to slavish religion. Fear, but not the fear of God. Now that's, I've come to it, but let's first sing 92, 1, 2, and 7, 92, 1, 2, and 7. Where we will sing together 92, 1, 2, and 7. Be thou my helper in the strife, O Lord, my strong defender be. Thy mighty shield protect my life, thy spear confront the enemy. 1, 2, and 7. O Lord my God, I look on thee, and what's following? when Joseph passed away, he left behind a special nation in Egypt. They all, and you know the story, were saved by life out of the stores after 7 years of hunger. They were eaten out of the stores of Joseph, isn't it? For the Lord had given him wisdom that he had to take care of the first 7 years and fill the stores with grain so that they could eat the other 7 years. But they had to pay for it. God's people don't need to pay for it. No, no. Egyptians had to pay for it. Give their money. And when their money was done, then they had to give the cattle. And when the cattle was done, they had to give the land. And when the land was done, they had to give in their own bodies. That's what the devil always does. He wants your body and your soul. And they pay freely for it. And Joseph made arrangement because he said, I give it to Pharaoh. He was the right hand of Pharaoh, son of God and son of man, so called, in the Egyptian religion. But they had to pay, they could use the land still, but they had to pay 20% taxes. 40% they could use for their own livelihood and 20% taxes. But all the land was of the Pharaoh. All the pieces, all the farms, all the souls. They sold them for food, like Esau did. His firstborn right. Selling it for food. For the treasures of the world. But there was a people coming out of the desert, Joseph's family, who was sent, Joseph was sent before them to save his people, the Savnat Paaneah, the savior of his people, a type of Christ. He died and was risen. No pastor. Yeah, he died and was risen. The last time when he came in jail for so-called sinning against the seventh commandment, he was there for 3 years. And the Bible says clearly the jail became a prison. It was done with him. But do you know what God does? When it's done with you, he starts new life with you. For the Pharaoh had a dream, and from hell Joseph was brought to the right hand. That's God's work. Joseph thought, I can do it gradually. That's the religion today. They do it gradually. But if God converts a sinner, he does it once for all in the twinkling of an eye, by revelation of Christ. Well, congregation, then he said, and he explained the dream, and Pharaoh said, I believe you, take care of it. And you know what happened. When Joseph passed away, and even in the first letter, in the first chapter of Exodus, they didn't even know Joseph anymore. They didn't know that they lived because of the wise counsel of Joseph. There was a new king, a new era. And then it started. It's like Galatians 4, isn't it? But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise, which are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, gendered to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is the Mount Sinai in Arabia, an answer to Jerusalem. That now is, which is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it's written, the joy is thou barren, that thou bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate has many more children than she which has the husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac are the children of promise. He speaks to the children of God. Listen carefully, not generally, to the children of God. But as then, listen, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit. Even so is it now. Even so is it now. You can see it in church history. 500 years of Reformation. People were led out of bondage to the liberty of the children of God, covered by the only and one Savior, Jesus Christ, and they were persecuted instantly. When Peter, the Roman Pope, ordered the Inquisition to kill the true children of God. Even is it now, even now today, for we are returning to Rome, giving some respects to the works of the flesh. That's the persecution. Do you know, the Egyptians who didn't know Joseph anymore say, hey, there is a people that has their own flock and are free and have the best part, Goshen, in Egypt. We should bring them in bondage. And there are bondages again. You know what the religious people can stand? If a soul is liberated and free. One of the most important writings of Luther is the liberty of the people of God. And Paul always speaks about it, by the substitution of Christ. Now what happened? They brought him to slavery. They had to burn bricks. The children did. The parents did. They were brought to the works of the law again, under slavery of the devil. But you know, when it happened, they cried to God. They knew what was liberty, and now they were in bondage, and in bondage they started crying to God for mercy. Do you? Have you ever been? Crying to God for mercy. For freedom. Better word is liberty. We have tasted this and the devil attacks you again. Like Paul says, keeping days and months and years and returning to the ceremonial laws. The hatred started. Why are they better? And you know, they grew in numbers. They were even afraid that they would take over the government. But a true child of God doesn't want to take over the government. God is ruling. Your first ages of Christianity, the forefathers protected the freedom of religion, to the Roman emperors, writing letters, that they were the best servants of him, praying always for them, obeying them, listening to the word, if it's not contrary to the word of God. And congregation, when they had done that, then they met a people who sacrificed, and now I come to it. They were shepherds. Egyptians hated the shepherds. And do you know what they did? They sacrificed lambs. And they said they were waiting for the mediator, Christ. No, Pastor. Yeah, they were. Therefore, in our text, it's clear that Moses was a Christian. No, Moses wasn't a Christian. Yeah, Moses was a Christian. How do you know? Well, the Bible clearly says it. It says that he forsook choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ. Old Testament true believers were Christians. Believe in the coming of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ to be done. Believe in the promises of God and His Word concerning Christ. We believe, if you're a true Christian, you believe the finished work of Christ. But in the Word, it's already finished. He was crucified from the beginning of the world. God does things in eternity. We always think in time spaces. But God is from eternity to eternity the same. And Christ was crucified from the beginning of the world already. That's from the sight of God, eh? Not our sight. We're in time. But God is in eternity. Well, congregation, they were Christians. Moses was a Christian. They were Christians. They sacrificed a lamb. Even when I prepared this morning, I looked to Aaron. And I thought, how could Aaron make a calf? I know. But the calf was an emblem of the sacrifice of Christ. What he did was he made an image of God. That was sin. He says, look, your God. He made an image of Christ. Not trusting Christ, he sinned against the image commandment. Therefore, he wasn't slain. But those who are, I shouldn't go into it too deep. But if you listen carefully, you would know what out of the scripture what I'm saying. But they sacrificed. And the Egyptians didn't like the shepherds, and they didn't like sacrificing animals. They were worshipping animals even. There was a bird that was risen out of death and that was made an idol. Isis. It was an Egyptian idol. So congregation, not bringing only the people of God into bondage again, but they hated Christ, the promised Savior. They were afraid that one day he would return and set them free again. And do you know what he did? They knew already that it was a man. So they made a decision that every young boy that was born should be killed. Then they were assured that the Messiah wouldn't come. They always want to kill the Messiah before he is crucified. Listen to the New Testament. In the New Testament, he gave himself to be a sacrifice. He wasn't taken. He says, I have the power to give my life and to take it again. It's free in sovereign grace. And congregation, and in a little house, a father and mother received a little boy. Oh, man. But they saw, but not with these eyes. God's people are looking with different eyes. They are born again and can see the kingdom of God. They look by faith. If your eye is darkened, your whole body is darkened. But if your eye is enlightened, your whole body is light. Do you understand me? No, you don't. You? God's people have different eyes and different ears and a different mouth. They are made new by faith. Some have said that the shepherds saw a light shining around the Lord Jesus in the crypt. Do you think so? I don't. But they saw him by the word of God, by faith, as their Messiah. And as you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. You can't. You're as blind as the mole, as deaf as a deaf man, and as lame as a crippled man. Are you? Now, you know what the parents saw, especially the mother, that God had made some, or did, and there was in him some good, tov. Now, here in Hebrews it said there was something good, but proper. Yeah, what's proper? What's proper? I don't know what's proper. You can have proper ladies keeping your household good. But proper, it's tov. In Hebrews 7, it's tov towards God. It's tov from God to God. Do you know what I believe? Moses was born again while he was born. And the parents knew it. They even believed, says a writer of the old history, Josephus. Have you heard about Josephus? He wrote the history of Israel. And Josephus said they believed he would deliver his people out of bondage. So the parents decided, and I know what they did, not to make plain that boy was born. When it cried, they put a piece of cloth in his mouth. They put him in a double cupboard with two doors, that the neighbors wouldn't hear it. I tell you this, if you have to protect your own salvation, you're gone. It's over with you. If you have to protect your Savior will protect you. You can't protect your Savior. If you try to, God will make an end to it. We always want to help the Lord a bit, isn't it? But I believe God's people has no hands, no feet, and no mind to help God. They're all out of order. Lame, blind, and deaf. No, Pastor, I'm not. You are. By nature. But what a big problem. That boy was growing bigger, 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 screaming louder. Oh, the neighbors. Mom, the neighbors, isn't it? What a difficult matter if you have to protect your own salvation and your Savior. Probably it's going all wrong one day. You know what we always want? We want helping grace. God a bit and we the rest. Or we a bit and he the rest. Isn't it? But we need sovereign grace. Cut off from all your works and help grace. That's how God works. After 3 months, Jochebed, the mother, said, "We can't handle it anymore, Father. It's over." let's run out of Egypt and go to Canaan ourselves. No, that's not what he did. Do you know what they did? They made an ark, a tovah, with peck, like the Ark of Noé, and a reed, and laid that little boy in the ark, in the waters of judgment. That's how God saves his people. They are laid in the ark, the tovah, which is Christ, in the waters of judgment, and will be saved. They didn't jump away from judgment. They didn't say, let us flee. God's people can't flee. Do you know? They accept judgment, for they have sinned against God. Do you understand me, or am I a fool when I'm preaching like it? I'm not a fool. I know it myself. The best way for salvation is justifying God. That's grace, eh? Otherwise you fight to the bottom to protect your own salvation. I did it. Moving a bit slower. Keeping my head a bit. Pleasing man. Being the best converted out of the whole church. And walking a bit slower. Sitting at the end of the church, and all people should look at me, and I had such an impression. No, we're all by nature hypocrites. I don't want to be that. I don't like it when you say it. Then you don't know yourself even. You don't know. But there comes an end. You can't defend yourself anymore. The screaming is too loud. The doors can be closed. You know what it is. And the neighbors are hearing it. Mother, let's make an ark, a tovah. The same word as Ark of Noé. The same word. And the same word as the ark of the temple, the tovah. Three times in the Bible you have that word. Moses, and the ark in the holiest of holies. Same word. They laid him under the cover of gold and blood. No, Pastor. And in the sea, in judgment. God's people don't escape judgment. But he can only be in judgment in Christ, covered with his blood and perfect obedience. Mom, yeah, but you believed he was a savior. Yeah, Mom. God saves in judgment, not outside of judgment. No, do you know? No, you don't believe it? That's up to you. He saves at the cross. In judgment. To take away the sins of his people. By the blood of Christ. And the perfect obedience to the law. Miriam, go and look what God does. Miriam, you can't protect him, but look what God does, dear. Look what God does. God's people in judgment are not indifferent. They are looking what God is doing. If he would drown him, let him be drowned. What can you say? Yeah, I would say something, Pastor, because I believed he was the Savior of His people leading them out of bondage into the liberty, the children of God. I know. But some people always, when they are in judgment, know the outcome already. It's in hope, by hope, I know. I've heard some people saying, if I confess my sins, I will be saved. Listen, if you're really confessing your sins, hell is opened. And only Christ revealed to your soul can save you. Some people say, if I know my sins, I've been born again. I tell you this, if you're knowing your sins, you're not born again, you're going to hell. No. No. Then you're never really convicted. I haven't a syllable for it. For our fathers know by experience then the door is closed. And by knocking, he is the door into the Father heart and Father house. But anyways, and I think it's such a wonderful thing. Then the Pharaoh had to be a servant of God, his daughter, to educate the Savior. Sometimes I'm looking to the world and I see all the, especially today, I think it won't be easier. I believe we are going in an area of persecution. It's coming. Our schools, liberty, we have freedom of religion, but there comes a time we will be in bondage again. But that makes about people crying. I tell you this, out of the depths, and God will show his mercy. Eva van der Groes said, there comes a time that you hardly can find any Christian anymore. Yeah, religion enough. But those who are in Christ, especially today, are not esteemed. I heard even this week a man speaking, and he said, if you three times speak the word Christ in a sermon, you're kind of light. You know what happens if you preach Christ and him crucified? They will persecute you, hate you, slander you, laugh at you, misuse the words you preach. Those who are in bondage are persecuting those who are at liberty, born of Jerusalem, that's from above, of the promised living. And God sent the daughter of Pharaoh. Oh, what a nice boy. I'll educate him. I'll adopt him. I always think, and then they said to the mother, you can educate him a year. And give them breastfeeding, but you have to bring them to the palace. And you know, in the 40 years that he was in the palace, he was, says Josephus, made the heir of Pharaoh. He should be the next Pharaoh. Educated in all the laws. Would you care, would you dare, you don't have to dare, but would you allow your child of 1 year to be educated in an Eden environment? Do you know what the people say today? Now then they are lost. Moses wasn't lost. No. God was in him. And I believe even the education at the court of Pharaoh was educating him in ruling a nation. Paul of Tarsus, Saul of Tarsus, was educated at the feet of Gamaliel in the laws, but not knowing the truth of the laws. But God used it and sacrificed, sanctified it in a good and heavenly way. Sometimes I'm afraid of my children. When I look to the world around me and say, what will come of it? I'm looking to the church and say, what will come of it? When I have to leave them 1 year old in the hands of a heathen, in the court of Pharaoh, what will come of them? What will come of the church if you go and look what's happening now? Shouldn't be caring for it. Listen, my care, closing him up in a box behind two doors, didn't help. But God cared for him at the court of Pharaoh, and he does with his elect even today. We always think that we have to protect our children. You can, John. You can. You have to let God go.
Yeah, but Pastor!
But God saves the prodigal! And not the self-righteous. Not the protected, but the weak and the fatherless, who has no helper. And therefore we have to die before we are saved, and to be killed before we are risen. I always want to protect, but my hands are too small, and my heart is not right, and my mind is foolishness. But my God knows how to protect, even in the courts of Pharaoh, his own children. Praise be his name. They had 1 year to educate him. But what can you learn a child of 1 year? You know that the communist world didn't allow young people of Christian families before they were 18 years to go to church. They said, if I have the youth, I have the future. It's the same today. The attacks are on the youth. And the devil says, if I have the youth, I have the future. But God has his own youth. And the devil says, don't touch them. He says to the devil, don't touch them. They're mine. I know to deal with it. If that was not the case, I stopped preaching. Then we bulldozer this church and it's all over. But we don't do it. God knows his own. Those who elected, those who we will bring to the knowledge of the Savior, those who by persecution go on, by many tribulations in the desert of this world will come to the New Jerusalem. Our hope is in God. Not in your closets and double doors and fear for neighbors. In the world. Not there. I wait for the Lord Most High, and on his help I depend, says the David's Psalm. Oh, ye people of God, poor man if you have to defend your own salvation with your hands, your care. You're not trustworthy, and God knows it. You might take some care today, and tomorrow you let him go. 3 months, and I can't anymore. And then the Lord says, now I do it. If you throw him in the Nile, I'll take care of it. In the Tova, in the ark. They made an ark. And there's a little boat in the waters of destruction. Moses had a new name. His name meant drawn out of the water. That's how God saves his people. Drawn out of the water of persecution. Amen. What a poor people are we always. Not trusting God like we should be trusted. Let's sing 421 and 2. 421 and 2. God shall arise, and by his might put all enemies to flight with shame and consternation. And the second, but that the righteous blessed of your joy in their God. Never before. 1 and 2, 420. Strange boy. What boy? The Moses. Strange boy. Educated freely, be the heir of the world. Strange boy. Privileged above everyone in the world. But it's a strange boy. Why is it a strange boy? He was adopted as a son of the daughter of Pharaoh, but he didn't want to be. Some people say he made a choice. I don't believe it. God made a choice. I've heard people preaching Moses made a choice. I don't think so. I don't believe that hocus pocus. I don't believe hocus pocus. God made a choice. He says, Moses, you're mine. I have a purpose for you. To let my people out of bondage into liberty. We are not Arminians making a choice. We made a choice that's against God, but God chose us against our choice. That's grace. I've heard ministers, even so-called righteous ministers, said that was a difficult matter. It wasn't. I tell you this, if he would have stayed in Pharaoh's sin environment, that was a problem for him. God's people have a problem, although their flesh always fights grace. But you can live in sin. You can fall in sin, but not live in sin. Oh, that's the privilege of the children of God. Comes the time they repent. And all things has to be confessed and have to be confessed. Do you know, Moses didn't want to be called the son of the daughter of Pharaoh. He says, I'm a Jew, a God praiser. How do you dare? It's not daring. It's grace. Yeah, but they will despise you. He rather liked the reproach of the children of God than sin desires. Now by nature we are fish women in sin and pulled to destruction. But if grace is bestowed upon you, you sometimes like sin, but can live in it, fall in it, deeply sums, deeply, 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 deeply. But like Moses was in the water, God taken care in the Tova, in the ark. He takes care of you in the ark. The water won't overwhelm you. Yeah, but Pastor, I think I have forsaken all in my life. It's over with me. See, again, you're trusting your flesh and your good desires and your will and your so-called religion. It's worth not a penny. It's out of him. That's the Father. It's through him, that's the Son. And it's unto him, that's the Holy Ghost. All of grace. If that's not it, close the Bible. But that's it. I'm born in Jerusalem, the city of liberty, child of the promise. The Savior of the promise. Promise means it's all of him, nothing of me, than sin and death. Liberty in Christ. Cut off by the law, engrafted by a true faith as the work of the Spirit in Christ Jesus to set at liberty. And the moment you are set at liberty, you have a lot of enemies. they hate not you, but Christ. Some people even think they hate me. They don't hate me. They hate my Savior and therefore me. You shouldn't think too much of yourself that they hate you. That's even high-mindedness to be a Christian of the good sort. They hate you for the righteousness of Christ. They pursue you. They hate you because you have ever spoken of a full, liberating Savior being brought to liberty. And they persecute you till today. And if you're not persecuted, you're still in His area and in His might. For the moment God came in your life, you have persecutors hating you. Kohlberg said, when I got to know Christ, first my friends always nodded at me and waved at me and said, oh. But when I got Christ revealed to my soul, they turned their heads, made me ashamed, and I was on my own. Even the so-called religious people hated me for Christ's sake, liberty's sake, righteousness' sake, persecuted for righteousness' sake. Doesn't matter, eh? Those who were born of the free woman, even now, are persecuted. You are, I believe you are. Doesn't matter, man. It's a sign of their destruction and of your salvation. Says Paul. Strange man that Moses. God the whole world, but didn't estimate it proper. Was the heir of Pharaoh, the next king of Egypt. But he chose, no, God chose him to be under the reproach for Christ's sake. Tell me, what is it under the reproach for Christ's sake? Tell me your experience of it. Rutherford said, and Christian martyrs in England said, those chains of copper are chains of gold for Christ's sake. Oh, I can easily say it, Pastor, but what will happen of me when I will be persecuted? I tell you this, if it's your own strength, you will fall. But I tell you this, He has compassion with all those who are persecuted. He knows their frames and their weaknesses. And I tell you this, under the most severe persecutions, He is the most near to you. He kisses you with the kisses of His mouth. He says, you are my beloved. You think He will forsake me? And it's over with me and I will fall in the hands of the devil. He says, you won't. For the gates of hell won't conquer you. Yeah, but Pastor, I am not a Christian. Do you know what's a Christian? Was in judgment, in the ark, taken out of the water. His name is Moses. Taken out of judgment to set at liberty. And we have seen last time while we had the Lord's Supper, He was sheltering behind the blood of the Lamb in His house. Also He. The sacrament. You remember? When we had the Lord's Supper 2 weeks ago, Moses and Aaron were also in the house when the doorposts were bloody and the wrath of God didn't enter into that house, but they were covered with the blood of Jesus. Moses, the giver of the law, was covered by the finisher of the law, our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, may I ask you, in a word of application, Are you still to defend yourself, O poor man? You will lose the battle. Your neighbors will condemn you. God will condemn you. I hope you might this morning lose everything, being a lost sinner, found by Jesus, revealed to your soul in the moment of the twinkling of an eye, set at liberty as if you had never sinned nor done any evil. Ye young people, who is your boss? Who is your boss? Why are you enslaved to certain sins? Why are you? Pastor, I don't have the power to set myself free. Right, that's good. Have you ever heard this saying of the Lord Jesus, that his strength is made perfect in your weakness? Give it up to fight. No, no. Paul said, I prayed three times for the thorn in my flesh. And they say he couldn't see right. Nonsense. He felt his flesh, his human nature, by a thorn. It hurted him. And do you know what the answer of the Lord Jesus was? My grace is sufficient for thee. And my power, that's the fulfillment of it, that's the practice of it, will be fulfilled in helping God. No. Not knowing to handle it anymore. Losing it in his sight. It's all grace. Roman Catholic Church. No bondage. Good works part of righteousness before God. Idolaters are they. And God will deal with them by the sword of the mouth of Jesus. The so-called Reformed people make sanctification a part and a condition for justification. Nonsense. You might build hay, hold, and wood and staples on that fundament. They will burn, but you will be saved, resting on the sacrifice of Jesus alone. But if by grace you may build gold, stones, silver, that's to the honor of God. And those stones are in the temple. They are not your stones. The temple had, the whole foundation of the temple was laid with stones. Jasper. All kinds of stones. Built on the foundation. Out of Christ, prepared by him, resting on Jesus. Congregation, we're going home, it's time. Catechism class, no, the Lord's Day. Sunday school, eh? You're right, your mom is right. I'm 5 minutes late. But now you have Sunday school still. Pastor, it's long. But listen, I hope you might be kind of Moses, drawn out of the water, set at liberty, being made by grace of God a child of him, persecuted but not forsaken. When you're persecuted the most, he is the nearest to you. I tell you, although you sometimes think, where is he now? Luther said, how farther he might be away from you, how nearer he is to you. May God bless his word. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, strange men, God's people are strange people. Forsaken the riches of the world, they cannot fight them. Yeah, for a while. But at the end, they are so bitter. And a lot of money you have to care for. Oh, man. Oh, God, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from all the worldly things. new house, bank account, insurances. Ah, poor, poor, poor. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Set us free. For body and soul's sake, for thy own honor's sake, and thy dear son, was bound to set these people at liberty. If you seek me, let my people go. Devil, let him go. I rule. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Today I believe. Tomorrow I'm attacked. And I'm sitting down like Elijah. And there are Geneva at this moment, I don't know. I'm even thinking sometimes that I'm alone. But that's not true. Foolish man I am. Be thou my guard, my honor and glory. My salvation is in thee. That the church might be expanded and gone to get that liberty in the dear Son, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's end 356. Martin, only the first, I think, for time's sake. 356. All who with heart confiding depend on God alone, like Zion's mount abiding, shall never be overthrown. 1356. That you may go home in peace, receiving, might it be, the grace of God by His blessings, the love of God the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion with the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.